Good morning, this is Alice and Gracie with your 9am Z Lines.
In local news, the Queensland Government will purchase more than 1 million bins for residents to kickstart council organic waste collection. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the government will spend $151 million to slash the cost of waste collection services. The project will expand bin services for more than 3.25 million people in the southeast region, with plans to establish the program in regional Queensland already underway.
Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has rejected speculation that the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is losing support from senior ministers and may be ousted before the state election next year. Over the weekend, multiple media outlets reported the possibility of a coup brewing in the Queensland Labor Party. However, while support for the Palaszczuk government has decreased over recent months, political analysts state claims of a coup may be premature and would only occur if another candidate was clearly a better option for the party.
In national news, a recent study released by the Australian National University and Curtin University has revealed the alarming lack of representation could be contributing to the gender gap in the field of STEM. Only one female scientist is named in high school curriculums in Queensland, South Australia, and the Northern Territory, while the remaining states failed to mention any contributions made by women in STEM. The findings bring to attention the need for more diverse representation in the Australian curriculum to demonstrate a more accurate and nuanced account of history and scientific discoveries.
The latest annual overdose report reveals opioids remain a leading factor in accidental drug deaths in Australia. The report shows that in 2021, 765 out of 1,675 deaths associated with drugs were driven by opioids. Pennington Institute CEO John Ryan says Australia is facing a real crisis in overdose deaths and isn't receiving the attention it deserves, despite far exceeding the road toll since 2014. If you or anyone you know requires support, please call the National Alcohol and Other Drug Hotline on 1-800-250-015.
In international news, authorities have confirmed a shooting in Jacksonville, Florida over the weekend was racially motivated. The white gunman shot and killed three black people at a Dollar General store before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot. The shooter had written several manifestos detailing his hatred for black people, with the shooting occurring on the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the department is investigating the shooting as an act of racially motivated violent extremism.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.